Parsha Acharimo has the Parsha of Arayot. It's well known, we read it on Yom Kippur, but in the Hakdama, in the paragraph preceding the list of the Arayot, the Pasuk tells us, K'masei Eretz Mitzrayim, K'masei Eretz Kenan, lo tasu. The full Lashon of the Pasuk is, K'masei Eretz Mitzrayim, asher yashavtem v'lo tasu, K'masei Eretz Kenan, asher ani mi'aviyatchem shama, lo tasu, v'chukoteyam lo telechu. What you saw in Mitzrayim, where you lived, don't do. What you'll see in Eretz Canaan as I bring you there, before you root them out, obviously, because they were going to remove Canaan, the Canaanim from there. But you'll see, before you remove them, what they're doing. So don't learn from them. Don't learn from the people you saw in Mitzrayim, and don't learn from the Canaanim. Don't follow them. And this is the Akdama to the Parsha of the Arayot. So Rashi tells us, why is the Pasuk singling out Mitzrayim and Canaan? Because they were the worst. They had the worst value system. They had the worst set of rules. They were the most corrupt, the most disgusting of them all. So the Moshe Feinstein tells us the Kli Yakar asks on this, what do you mean? Who cares if they were the best or the worst? We can't copy even the best ones. When it comes to chukoteyam lo telecha, when it comes to following what the non-Jews do, what other nations do, we can't copy anyone. We can't copy good non-Jews nations, and we can't copy all the more so bad non-Jews nations. So when the Pasuk is telling us, don't copy the Mitzrim and don't copy the Canaanim, and Rashi says it's because they're the worst, well, even if they were the best, we couldn't do it. So what is this helping us? So rather, Moshe Feinstein says that obviously you can't do like the good nations or like the bad nations. But what is the fundamental difference between the good nations and the bad nations when it comes to this? The bad nations do everything terrible, and the good nations don't do the bad things, so why do we say they're good? And why can't we copy them? Because even though they don't do the bad things, they do the things that lead to bad things. Meaning there are certain actions that it's inappropriate to do because they'll lead to do something forbidden and disgusting. So the terrible nations do terrible forbidden things, and do terrible forbidden activities that lead up to the terrible forbidden things. There are good nations that don't do currently those terrible forbidden things, forbidden activities, forbidden behavior that shouldn't be done, but they're not so careful about what we would refer to as a siyag, as a boundary, as a border, what the Chazal referred to as a mishamer l'mishamer, a guardian, a boundary, an extra block to stop you from doing this. So why? What's the big deal? Because if you're careful to not do something wrong, but you know that there's activities that can lead to doing that thing wrong, so then really you're not so careful about it. That means if I ask you, hey, do you do activity X? You'll say, no, I would never do such a thing. But you don't realize that you do activity Y, which leads to X, and you don't care about doing activity Y. Y is fine. You don't realize it leads to X, so you'll be like, okay, I'm going to do activity Y. It's no big deal. And that's the problem. The problem is that you don't realize activity Y leads to activity X, which is terrible. So therefore, even activity Y is inappropriate. It's not just inappropriate when you do something wrong. It's inappropriate to even do the activity that leads to something wrong. And Moshe Feinstein points out that the Gemara Brachos tells us on Lamed Ben Amud Aleph that if parents took their child to the edge of a Beis Zonos, right outside a house of Znus, and they want to, and they leave him there. You know, maybe he has money in his pocket, he has a Yetzer Hara because he's a human being. So the Gemara says, "Ma'yasa ben shelo yachta." What? He's not going to sin? Of course he's going to sin. So this is what this pasuk is teaching us. Not only do you not do the toeva, whatever terrible, disgusting act that's aser, that everybody knows you shouldn't do. So yes, there are terrible nations that are not doing that, and there's also, but there's also some nations that are quote unquote good. They're not doing that, but the terrible nations are also doing activities that lead to that. The good nations also do activities that lead to that. They don't realize that it leads to that, and that's the problem. And that's the message of Moshe Feinstein. Not only should you not do the terrible actions that you know in the reputation. If I ask you, what is Mitzrayim's problem? You're going to tell me they do Avera X. Eretz Canaan, they do Avera X. It's terrible. They're doing these Arayos. They're doing these Avodah Zara. They're doing these terrible, terrible activities. But you don't realize that even though another nation, whatever that other nation may be, you say, oh, they're not as bad as Mitzrayim. They're not as bad as Canaan. Well, you think that right now, but you don't realize that they're doing activity Y, which leads to activity X. So you say, well, let me copy that other nation, but you don't realize you copied that other nation, you're already now on the slippery slope that's going to lead you to end up like Mitzrayim and like Canaan. So therefore, the Torah doesn't bother telling you, Kemasei, another nation don't do, Kemasei, another nation don't do. Rashi's telling you, Hashem and the Torah chose as the example the nations that were the worst. And therefore, don't copy any nation lest you end up like those terrible, worst nations who were the paradigm of disgusting activities, the paradigm of evil. And even though you think some other nation is better, you're not allowed to copy them either. Because even though they may not be doing that terrible, disgusting activity that Mitzrayim and Canaan do, they are doing the activities that lead to that terrible, disgusting activity. And therefore, you have to learn not to copy any nation, only follow the Torah and its precepts. We should learn regarding this, well, about many of our activities. That it's not only do we have to be careful about not doing something wrong, we have to be careful about even doing something that leads to something wrong. I remember, in a slightly related note, Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal, once telling us that people seem to think when it comes to yichud that there's the problem either that you might do something wrong, and there's the problem that people might think you're doing something wrong. He said, "What about that? It's inappropriate to be in that situation in the first place." So here we have again that it's not only that the actual iser might be violated, but even the activities that are around those situations are themselves inappropriate. We have to guard ourselves to not even be in inappropriate situations. It's not only to stop ourselves from doing the inappropriate activity, but don't even be in the situation that leads to that inappropriate activity. That in itself is inappropriate.